Traffic problems. Traffic congestion is caused by commuters traveling to work. Most people live in the suburbs outside city centers. Commuters tend to travel at the same time of day. They tend to travel alone. Cars and road space are not used efficiently. This causes traffic jams during the rush hour. Traffic solutions. In order to reduce traffic, we should change our working habits. The internet can now be used to connect people. More people could work from home. Meetings can be held as video conferences. Workers could be given flexible timetables. Another solution would be to tax drivers. Workers should share their cars and travel together. In London, for example, there is a congestion charge. This helps to raise money for better public transport. Public transport needs to be reliable and efficient. Positives of public transport. We need to reduce our dependence on cars. Parking a car can be extremely difficult in big cities. Well-designed transport systems are comfortable and convenient. Modern public transport can be fast and cheap. Public transport can help to reduce pollution in cities. Investment in buses and trains will ease traffic congestion. Buses can be given special lanes to avoid traffic. Negatives of public transport. Public transport is often slow and unreliable. Metro systems and trains are often dirty and crowded. People feel like sardines in a can. Cars are much more comfortable. Road safety. Driving while tired or drunk is extremely dangerous. Mobile phones can be a dangerous distraction for drivers. They draw the driver's attention away from the road. The use of phones while driving has been banned in many countries. Punishments are becoming stricter. Television campaigns are used to remind people to drive safely. Speed cameras have become more common. Speed bumps are another form of traffic calming. Many streets are designed with the aim of slowing traffic down.